Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud Beis. We are holding on daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. We just finished the Mishnah, so we're at the Gemara on the second wide line of daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. This year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. It's also sponsored by Noam Harpaz, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Bella Bas Yitzchak Baruch, Aleha Shalom, on the occasion of her third yard site, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to discuss today is Ir HaNidachas. The whole daf is about Ir HaNidachas. So first we're going to darshan many of the halachos of Ir HaNidachas, utilizing each word in the pasuk to teach me a different drasha, a different halacha. Then the Gemara is going to talk about dividing a city into among two different shvatim. Do we ever do that? We're going to have a couple of rayas as to whether we do or do not do that. The Gemara is going to discuss, in order to be an Ir HaNidachas, do you need Madichim? What if the people come to it on their own? Can it become an Ir HaNidachas? The Gemara is going to discuss the procedure to prosecute an Ir HaNidachas. How do you get to the point where you have Rov? Don't you have to judge each person one at a time? And aren't they dead already? If you already judge them one at a time and each one was Chayiv Skila, how do you ever get to, what procedurally, how do we have an Ir HaNidachas? The Gemara is going to discuss who is considered a resident of an Ir HaNidachas, how long one has to live there to be considered one of the members of that city. And then the majority of the daf, all of them Beis really, and even the end of Amud Aleph, is going to talk about the stuff in the city, the contents of the city that all have to be destroyed. So what if you have different items, things that belong to tzaddikim, things that belong to tzaddikim outside of the city? What if you have holy things in the city, Maaseh Sheni and Kachim and things like that? So we're going to discuss all of that as well. So let's begin at the Braisa, right after the Gemara's second wide line of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Now, the we're dashing the Pasuk, says as follows. The Pasuk, when it talks about Nidacha, says, Yatsu Anashim B'nevili Yal Mikirbecha V'yadichu Es Yoshei Iram Lemar Nelcha V'navda Elohim Acherim Asher Lo Yidatem. So Yatsu Hein V'lo Shluchim. Yatsu means that the Medichim themselves have to go out. They cannot send Shluchim. It doesn't become an Ir Nidachas if the Medichim are not the ones that are doing it themselves. They're sending shluchim to be the madichim. Now that seems like a very strange halacha. What do you mean? That there's no din shlichus by an Ir HaNidachas? Fine, there's no din shlichus, but the guys who are doing the hadacha, so they're not the shluchim of the Ir HaNidachas. Say, okay, there isn't a din of shlichus. They're not the shluchim of people who had asked them to do it. They're doing it on their own. They're independent actors. It's weiter an Ir HaNidachas then. Why does that make it not an Ir HaNidachas? Because they're the madichim then. If you say there's no shlichus, so they're the madichim on their own. So the Yad Ramah writes that the Brice is talking about a case where the Madichim have appointed Shluchim from outside the city. They brought in ringers from outside the city. Or they appoint a Shliach Yachid, or they appoint an Isha or a Katan as a Shliach. So in those cases, the city does not become an Ir HaNidachas mitzad the Shluchim, because they're ineligible to be the Madichim. But had there been a din of Shlichus, we would have said Shluch Shladim Kamoso, and that it would be an Ir HaNidachas mitzad the Mishalchim. So that's what it's telling me. No, ain't shliach lidvar avera. There is no shlichus over here. So mitzad the mishalchim, it doesn't become an Ir HaNidachas. Mitzad the shluchim, because they're personally ineligible to be the madichim, it does not become an Ir HaNidachas. Of course, that begs the question. The Aruch Lener points out, why do I need a special drasha over here to tell me this? This is just the basic concept of ain shliach lidvar avera, that there's never a shliach for a dvar avera. So Tosa Rush says a little differently. He says, even in the case where the shluchim are from that city and their men and everything else, if they're not madiach b'shem atzmam, they're being madiach in the name of other people, then it does not become an Ir HaNidachas. That's the chiddush of the Braisa. They're not coming and saying, we think you should be over Avod Zara. They're coming and saying, you know those chashva friends of ours? They think you should be over Avod Zara. That itself would disqualify it from being an Ir HaNidachas. So, hein v'lo shluchin, anashim, we learn from the word anashim, that ein anashim pachs mishnayim, it's in plural, it must be that you need at least two madichim. It can't just be one charismatic fellow that manages to convince the majority of the city to do avodah zarah. Davar acher, anashim v'lo nashim, anashim v'lo ketanim. That we derive that it cannot be women nor ketanim that are the madichim. B'nei v'liyal, banim shaporku ol shamayim mitzavareihem. And we refer to them as b'nei v'liyal because obviously the people who are doing this are people who have abandoned the ol shamayim. L'chora, that's that's a little bit of a funny drush over here, because that doesn't sound like a halacha at all. That just seems descriptive of the kinds of people that are involved in Ira Nidachas. Where's the halacha? Oh, every other drush we have in this brisa is a halacha, that the madichim cannot be women, they cannot be children, they have to be at least two madichim, they cannot be shluchim. Everything else is a halacha. And over here we're just saying, oh yeah, these guys are up to no good. I mean, what's the halacha? So the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketani says, no, there is a halacha over here, that l'chora, there's room to say that that each person who was hudach could make a taina and say, it's not my problem, that it's not my fault that the guy was meses me to do avodah zarah, because even though we have a general concept that divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishamim, so I shouldn't have listened to them when they told me to do avodah zarah, because I should have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's only when someone tells you to violate some other issue in the Torah. But when he's telling you to do avodah zarah, he's telling you to be kofar be'ikr. So lefi dvarav, there is no rav. Meaning the whole idea was divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishamim. Why would I listen to this guy to eat chazer when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me not to eat chazer? That's only if I believe that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe the guy would have the nidach would have a taina, and he would say, the guy was just so charismatic, and I believed him, and I you can't tell me divrei mishamim. And what's going to be the counterpoint? No, you have to follow the majority of the people. At least you should have realized that the majority of Jewish people are not eating chazer. They're not. Yeah, but a majority of my city was doing avodah zarah, so I really thought that was us. I had no divrei rav to look for, because I thought that there is no rav, and the majority of the city was doing avodah zarah. So that's why the brisa says the drasha b'nei Belial banim shaparku al shemayim mitzavreim, to tell me that these have to be people that are already previously known as b'nei Belial, to take away the taina of divrei talmud, divrei mishamim being inapplicable over here. That's quite a chiddush lahalacha. Meaning that it's not, if Sanhedrin Ketanim is right, it's not only teaching me halacha, it's teaching me an enormous chiddush, that if the people were not previously known as b'nei Belial, then it's not an ir nidachas. Then the whole thing wouldn't be here, because the people who are nidach would be able to claim, I couldn't have possibly known any better. Okay, mikir becha v'lo min asvar. Mikir becha means that it cannot be a border town. It has to be a more central town in Israel. Rashi says, Gzeres HaKosov. Why is that? No reason. It's just Gzeres HaKosov. Yad Ramah says, no, there's a very good reason for that. If it's a border town, so the borders are what protects the country. So if you were to destroy a border town, that invites the enemy in to come and encroach on Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. So we're not interested in that. The Gemara had said way back that this is really Machlokas Chacham and Rabbi Shimon, that according to the Chachamim, we don't do it because the Pasuk says Bikr Becha, whereas Rabbi Shimon is Dorish Taim and Dekra, and the reason is that we don't want Gaim to come and to be Machriv Eretz Yisrael. So it's a question of Darshin and Taim and Dekra or not. Yoshvei Iram, so we learned that the Din of Ir Nidachas is only when the Madichim are from that city. Velo Yoshvei Iracheres. It cannot be from residents of a different city that come in our Madiach. Lemor, Shetri, that you need two Edim and Asra for each member of that city, that the residents of the city are not going to get killed unless each one was individually warned, and we have individual Edus against each one. So Itmar, we have Machlokas, and that was stated about the case where they about how exactly they would divide up Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says we're talking about how they divided up Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yoshua when we first came into Eretz Yisrael. The Adramat disagrees of here also. He says, no, we're talking about Los Alava, Bimos HaMashiach, how Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided up. The whole suffix about whether we divide a city among two Shvatim is not a suffix in history, it's a suffix in destiny, it's a suffix in the future of the Jewish people. So Tosa Rosh says, the Mainaf Kamina in this Machlokas, whether it was Bimei Yoshua that we're talking about, or Bimos HaMashiach, whether the Machlokas is, we're going to need to know what to do, Bimos HaMashiach, there will be more qualified people than us to deal with this, Bimos HaMashiach. So L'chora, we're not going to be the ones that make that call anyway. So the main afkamin, it's also Rosh is bothered, why would he even raise this as a shayla? But okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar Cholken Yerachas L'Shnei Shvatim. Rabbi Yochanan says, we do divide one city among two different shvatim. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Cholkan Yerachas L'Shnei Shvatim. We do not divide one city among two different shvatim. The Gilead says, even though we find that Yerushalayim is divided between Shevet Yud and Shevet Binyamin, that's Exeris HaKasav. But generally speaking, the Shevet that's in the majority of the majority Shevet of that city, it takes the entire city. Even though there may be a sizable population of a different Shevet in that city, they have no ownership of that city. The city is called by the Shevet that lives in that owns the majority of the city. That's how Rashi understands. The Ramah says, what if it's exactly 50-50? So he says, no, we do it based on Goral, not majority. It just says we don't divide it among Shnei Shvatim. Mehechitesi, that it's about majority. Rashi says it's about majority. Ramah says, well, then you run into trouble when it's exactly 50-50. Or what if population changes? So he says, no, it's based on Goral, that they do a Goral between the two Shvatim that reside in that city. So says Gemara, let's see if we could bring a Raya, whether we're in Mechalik Yerachas L'Shnei Shvatim or not. Sveisei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. Achi midicheha me'osayir Umeoso Shevet, that there are two qualifications that are necessary, that the Medichim need to be from that city and they need to be from the same Shevet. My love, Avkav, the Medichim, Meoso Ir, Ikameos Shevet in Ilolo. Doesn't that imply that they could be from the same city and not necessarily from the same Shevet? So don't you see that that they could be from different Shvatim? So Shema Mina, Cholkin Yerachas, Shnei Shvatim. So you see that we do divide one city among two Shvatim. So it says, well, no, you could still have residents of the city that come from a different Shevet, and not just residents, but owners of property in the city that come from a different Shevet, because even though we don't design it that way, it's an Afalib Yerusha. A person from a different Shevet may have gotten this as a Yerusha from his mother. Maybe the mother had a Yerusha from her father because she didn't have any brothers, and then and she had married out into a different Shevet, so her son was from a different Shevet, because the Shevet goes after the father, got this Yerusha. The Aruch Lener points out that even though Abbas is Yereshas Nachla, Abbas who's Yereshas Nachla has a mitzvah to dafka marry within the Shevet, that was only during by the Mel Slavchad, which was Arah Sha'a. That's not a Din Ladoros. And also, even in that Dar, it still would have been possible. Because what if a girl it would never have been foolproof? What if a girl had brothers, she got married, and then all of her brothers died? So now, predeceased the parents. So now she's going to still yarshin something from the parents. I mean, it's never foolproof. So it's always possible that it will come from a different Shevet. Inami, diyavon ela b'matana. Or maybe this person from a different Shevet owns land here because someone gave it to him as a matana. So Esvei says, well, let's try to bring a different Raya. Pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua, Arim tesha me'esh shnei ashvatim e'ela, that Shevet Yehuda and Shimon gave nine cities to be used as Ari Leviim. So my love, Arba Palgamehai, Arba Palgamehai, had a two Shvatim give nine cities. It must be that each one gives four and a half. So there must have been one city that was divided among two Shvatim. Says Gemara, lo, arba mehai v'chamesh mehai. It's not four and a half from each. It's four from one and five from the other. The Ad Ramah is a girsa in the Gemara where the Gemara says, v'lo midas hadin loka, that's not fair. One of them is giving five, the other one is giving four. And the Gemara's answer is that arba kol kabel chamesh, that we're talking about a case where the four cities of one Shevet are shkulos keneged, the five cities of the other Shevet, that four larger cities, five smaller cities, it all evens out. Our Gemara asks, the Girsa we have asks a different question. Iachi lifrosh prushay, if that's really true, that it's four from one Shevet, five from the other, it should have said which Shevet gives four and which Shevet gives five for the Ariel Levim. Why does it just say as if they're both giving evenly? So kasha. So therefore, it's taka kasha, and it seems to be somewhat of a raya that that we are cholik yirachas lishnei shvatim. Rashi points out kasha, but not a tiyufta. So Chiddush Haram explains why is it not a tiyufta? Because the two shvatim are Shimon and Yehuda, and we find that Shevet Shimon took his chelik within the nachla of Shevet Yehuda. So since their nachlos were totally intertwined with one another, so it makes sense that the pasuk would mix them all together when it talks about giving over the cities, because there was it was a maze to figure out. I mean, meaning they were all mixed in, the areas of land were not boxed out separately, they were all somehow intertwined with one another. So Yibayilu, Hutchum Me'alei and Mahu, what if the people of the Erev Nidachas didn't need any convincing? They did it on their own. They made this movement on their own. So Ve'adichu Amarachmana V'losh Hutchum Me'alei and Odilma Afilu Hutchum Me'alei. Do we say Ve'adichu that it requires that there be someone that's Mediach them? Or no, maybe even if they come to it on their own, it could become an Erev Nidachas. The Aruch Haner says that this is really talui in a Gemara, in a sugya that we had back on Daf Mem Hey. Do we require Kra Kedichsiv, that whenever the Torah gives a particular example of how something happens, like Goel Adam, Hu Yamisa Sarotzech, does that mean that Dafka Goel Adam? Or is it just that's the most likely candidate, and it's a mitzvah B'Goel Adam, but Rishus is really Nusuna L'Kal Adam? So do you require Kra Kedichsiv, or do we not require Kra Kedichsiv? So the Aruch Haner points out, the Rambam Paskins in Luchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, that if they're Hutchumei Aleihem, then they do not have a din of Nirin Nidachas. The Gemara never paskins that. The Gemara leaves it as a suffix. He says, yeah, because the Rambam learns that this is part of the Binan Kra Kedichsiv sugya, and therefore he says, we paskin that Binan Kra Kedichsiv. So it's part of that other sugya, and therefore that's the indicator of how to paskin over here. But anyway, the Gemara raises it as a shiloh over here, so Toshma, the Gemara tries to bring a raya. Hidichua Nashamu Ketanim, so we said that if Hidichua Nashamu Ketanim, it does not become a Nirin Nidachas, Amai Lahavi Kudchum Me'alein, why wouldn't that become an Erev Nidachas? At least treat it as a city that pretend the Nashim Ketanim were never there, and the people were Hudach on their own. So don't you see that being Hudach on your own is not an Erev Nidachas? So says Mar, no. Hanach Basan of Shayu Griri, Hani Basan Nashim Ketanim Griri. When a person comes to something on his own, we have less confidence that they're going to do tshuva. We think that they're more entrenched in their ways. Whereas if you follow Nashim Ketanim, so it's very likely that they're going to do tshuva, because they're going to realize, what am I doing? I'm listening to uneducated people. It doesn't make any sense. And therefore, maybe we should not treat them like an Eridachas Dafka, because they were following the advice of Nashim Ketanim, that Nashim Ketanim is less than having nobody be Madiach them. So Ad Shiyudach Ruba, we said you need the majority of the city. Sayichi Avdinan, how do we just practically do it? That if you need Edim Asraf for each and every one of them, so you can't be done all of the members of the city at the same time. You have to be done each one individually, and each one individually, l'chari, you're not going to give sayif like in Erev Nidachas, you're going to give them skila. So how does that happen? Samra of Yehuda, dan v'chovshin. We dan each, when we see that there's a mass avodah zarah movement, and we're not yet sure, do we have the majority, do we not have the majority, we dan each one and put them in jail. And we wait to see, once all the dinei Torah are finished, then we'll count up and we'll see if we have the majority or not, and then we'll deal with it accordingly. Yeah, but that's an inoy adin. The halacha is that if you convict somebody of a crime, you have to execute them that day. So you're going to be done each one individually. It's going to take months to take care of the entire city. So there's going to be people rotting away in jail for weeks and months, and you're not allowed to do that. That's against the halacha. Done each individual and punish them as an individual. And as soon as you hit above that 50% mark, anyone going forward is going to be chayv sayif, and you're going to destroy their money as well. There's a discussion in the Achronim, and what about the money of the people that you've already killed, meaning the people you already gave skila to? Do we say, well, they were done as yechidim, and therefore you can't do anything to their money? Or do we say, no, now it turns out that they were part of this larger movement of Erev Nidachas, so I can't kill them again because they're already dead, but maybe I should go and revisit what we do with their money. So the Avnei Shoham writes over Medayik, that it could be Medayik from Rashi, where it says Mamonim Avad, that even those that were Niskal is Mamonim Avad. But the Chazanish says that we're not Ma'abed, the Mamon of the Niskalim. And in Chidush Rabbi Shmuel, he says that the Din of Erev Nidachas is not totally in the Metzius of whether Rove of the Anshei Yair were Hudach or not. It's totally on a Psak Beis Din. And therefore, if Rove Anshei Yair are Hudach, they do not have a status of Erev Nidachas, unless you have Psak Beis Din that they're in Erev Nidachas. So the first half of the city who were killed already, they were nidon based in the skila, so they didn't have a psak based in of an irin dachas. Memela, it doesn't make sense to destroy their money, because destroying money is only when there's a psak based in of an irin dachas. That came later on. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Dan Mesachim, Dan Mesachim, Meshachim Shomer, Marbelim Batei Dinim. Rabbi Yochanan says we do one at a time and we just give them skila until we hit above the 50% mark. And Reish Lakish says a different shita, that we have many, many batei dinin all throughout the city that are done all the people on the same day. Rashi points out we need a lot of batei dinin, not because you can't be done two cases of dinin nefashos in the same day, because if it's the same crime, you can be done two dinin nefashos in the same day. It's just a time factor to have to investigate all the edim and make sure that everyone's miyoshvei ear. There's just not enough time to do all of that in one day. So that's why we have multiple batei dinin, and that way we'll be able to be gomer din on that very same day. And if we see it in that day, it's rov of the anshei ear, so there'll be chayiv saif, and it's not going to be an inui hadin. The Parashava points out the reason Reish Lakish doesn't want to say that Rabbi Yochanan of Dan v'Soklin is because then lo yiskayim divrei hakosuf hakei sake is yoshvei irahi lufi charev, because it sounds like everybody's lufi charev, not half of them beskila and half of them becharev. So you'll never be able to fulfill what the pasuk actually says. So that's why Reish Lakish doesn't like that idea, and he says it has to be that we're giving everybody sayif. So now we see from Reish Lakish that the anshei ir nidachas get killed by batei dinim of a sanhedrin ketana. So frankly, the Gemara, is that really true though? Eini v'amar b'cham bar yosi amar b'oshaya v'otzeisus ishuo sei shahahi ish v'isha atomotzi l'sharecha v'yatomotzi kalir kul l'sharecha. That whenever we're judging an entire city, you never you never go to the local sanhedrin ketana. That goes to the Sanhedrin Gedola. In addition to that, the very first mission of the Masechta said, "Einos in Nidachas LLP Bezon Shal Shivim Ve'echad." So Lachora, we're burying the lead over here. That really should have been the Kasha. I mean, instead of this fancy drasha, Ish V'Isha, and not the whole city, we had a mission that said Beferish. So that's dealt with by the Be'er Sheva, and he says that Einos Chinami. We could have asked a better question from the Mishnah, but we prefer to ask from Rabbi Chama Rabbi Yossi. Because we see the makar of the Mishnah from where Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Yossi says. I mean, the Mishnah is a Mishnah. Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Yossi tells me where the pasuk is. So a pasuk is stronger than the Mishnah. And also, we could have said the Mishnah is not talking about a gzar din of Ovdei Avodah Zarah in an Ir Nidachas. That maybe for that you don't need a Sanhedrin Gedola. It's just by the other dinim of the city that you need to destroy it and that you're not allowed to rebuild it. All of those things, maybe you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and maybe for the Gzar Din of each individual within the Ir Nidachas, maybe you Taka do get a Sanhedrin Ketana. So that's why we needed to quote Dafka this Din and not the Mishnah. Ella, Marbidam Batei Dinu Ma'ayin B'dineim. We have a lot of Batei Din throughout the city, and they're Ma'ayin in the Din of each member of the city. Umaskinin Lahu, the Bezin HaGadol, and then we bring them to the Bezin HaGadol, the Garmilu Dinai V'katilu. And Bezin HaGadol tries the case again, and then ultimately kills them. But we don't just, we have to have a lot of evidence before we get to the point of the Beis Nagadol. So we have a lot of what they did in the city. We see, oh boy, this is beyond what a city can do, what local Sanhedrin in the city can do, and then we bring it to the Sanhedrin Agadol. Hakes hakes yoshvi ir. So we say we destroy the residents of the city. So Tan Rabban hachameres vagameles, people who travel through a caravan of donkeys or camels, hoveres makom lemakom. If they spent the night in that city, and they did avodah zarah together with the residents of the city, so if they were there for 30 days, so then they're part of the city, and therefore they're chayiv saif, and their money gets destroyed because they are residents of the city. But if they were there for less than 30 days, then they're not part of the Ir Nidachas. Then they're chayiv as individuals. They're going to be chayiv skila. Their money's not going to be destroyed. 30 days, or a minhi, I'll ask you a stira, is a mishnah babasra, kami yibi ir via ka anshia ir. How long does a person have to be in a city in order to be considered a member of that city as far as paying for all of the needs of the city? Shneima sochodesh, not 30 days, it's 12 months. Samarava lo kasha, hal mahavi mi b'nei masa. The Bryce is talking about when you're considered mi b'nei ha'ir, so that's until 12 months. Hal mahavi mi yasve masa. The mishnah is talking about when you're considered to be yoshve ha'ir, that you only need 30 days. case. So since the gabe ir nidach says hakes hakes yoshveya ir, so we learn that you only need to be miyoshveya ir 30 days. But to be b'nei masa in a chinami takes longer. So the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa that there's a difference between b'nei ha'ir and yoshveya ir. V'atanya, we have a brisa hamudra na'a mi b'nei ha'ir. If a person takes an edra na'a from b'nei ha'ir, miyeshad m'shenishta ha'sham shemes or chodesh, if there's someone that was there for 12 months, also le'anus menu, so that's included in that nedra na'a. But pachs mikan mutal le'anus menu, if they're there for any less than 12 months, you're allowed to get an na'a from them. Mi yoshveya ir m'nishta ha'shal shem yom. But if the neder was against the Yoshveya ear, so then it depends on 30 days. So we destroy it and everything in it. So Tan Rabban, we have a brisa as follows. Hachreim osa, so from the word osa, is obviously coming to be mimayit something. That excludes nechasim that belong to tzadikim that are outside of that city. That includes nichsei tzaddikim that are in the city. Shlala v'lo shlal shamayim. That we do not destroy truma or hagdish or holy things that are in that city. Ve'es kol shlala l'rabos nichsei rusham shechutzala. That comes to include even the nechasim that are outside that city but belong to rishayim that are part of the Eir Nidachas. Amr b'shim b'nei ma amr toru nichsei tzaddikim shebetocha yovedu mi garam lehem sheyaduru betocha mamonam l'fichach mamonam avad. Well, the reason we destroy the money of the tzaddik in that city was because why would a tzaddik live in such a city? It must be he lived there because it was comfortable there. That's where he was able to make a living. That's where he had money. So his money brought him to such a place. So therefore, we destroy his money. This Rashi points out. This is Rabbi Shimon Dorish Taima Dekra. Right? He gives you a reason for the halacha. So as Yontov points out, it has nothing to do with Dorish Taima Dekra because there's no nafkamina ladin over here. Dorish Taima Dekra means that based on the Taima Dekra, I'm going to derive a new halacha. This is just explaining the reason behind the halacha. That we always do. You don't need to be Rabbi Shimon to do that. Rabbi Shimon, Doresh means that it's a midah shatorah in the dreshes ben. The time of Dekra is one of the midah shatorah in the dreshes ben. So a little bit difficult why Rashi thinks this dafka has to be Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Mar. Ves klal shalatik boats the rabbis nixer rishamim shabuchutzla amar avchista ubenikbatzim l'tocha, that it includes the nixer rishamim that are outside of the city, but that din is only by nuchasim that are in nearby cities where you're able to gather it and bring it into the city on that day where you gather all of the other stuff. If it can't be brought that day, then it's not going to be destroyed. Amar avchista pikdon shalat sheirin dachas mutarin, you don't need to destroy a pikadon if you're going to say we're talking about a pikadon that belongs to people who live in another city that they gave as a pikadon to watch to people from the Arnidachas, of course we don't destroy that. It doesn't belong to that city. No, we're talking about a pikadon that belongs to the Arnidachas that they gave to someone in a different city. Well, if we're talking about where you could bring it in and put it in the city on the day we're destroying everything, well, why wouldn't we do that? And if it's not accessible, we already said that if it's too far away, then and you can't bring it on that same day, then you're not going to destroy it. So what's the chiddush over here? So look, we're talking about pikdonos that belong to people from another city that were kept in the Ernidachas with people in the Ernidachas. And the case is that the nifkad who's from the Ernidachas was Mekabla Achrayis for the Bikadon. Mal Detema, keeping the Kabbalah Achrayis, Kiddi Dei Dami. I might think that since he's Mekabla Achrayis, it's considered to be his, and therefore it's part of the possessions of the Eir Nidachas. Kamash Malan, that's why we're told that it's not Kiddi Dei Dami, that it's not considered to be his. This is a good Daf Yomi coincidence, because Tosfos Rosh says, well, why not? Why isn't it considered the Mammon of the Eir Nidachas? After all, Psachim Daf Eim and Beis, that even though a person is allowed to leave Chamet Shel Goy in his house on Pesach, because it says, Lo Yeroi Lecha, Avala Toroa Shalacherim, you're allowed to have a Shalnachrim, you're allowed to have Chametz that belong to somebody else. But if the Yisrael is Mekabel Achrayus on the Chametz of a guy, it's Kinidon Kishalo, it's considered to be his, and he violates Bal Yerah. So why by the Erni Dachas does it not have the same din that being Mekabel Achrayus makes it yours? So that's what the Tosa Rosh answers, that Legabe Chametz, the Nidon is if it's considered Lo Yeroi Lecha. So if you're Mekabel Achrayus on it, so you have a shaychus, you have a monetary shaychus to it, and therefore it's called lecha. Be'erni dachas, it's kol shalala. So even if you're makabel achrayus, it's still not shalal shalom, meaning lecha, yes, but it doesn't meet the criteria of your possessions. It's lecha in that you have a monetary shaychus, but it's not shalala. Okay, amar Rav Chisda, behema chetz yashel irni dachas, chetz yashel ir acheres. Let's say you have a behema that's jointly owned by a guy in the irni dachas, a guy outside of the irni dachas, asura. So that's going to be the whole behema is asura achila. Isa, you have a doh, chetz yashel irni dachas, chetz yashel ir acheres, muteres. My time, a behema command lo poligodamia. A behema of shutfus is as if it's not divided up and the whole thing becomes asura b'achila, because a behema would only be mutar b'achila if you shecht shnei simanim, if you give it a proper shechita. Since one of the simanim belongs to the Irni Dachas, so the shechita would not work on that siman alone, so you can't be mutar b'achila, any part of the behema b'achila. So isa command the pliga damia, but a dough can easily be divided. So even though half of it is asur, that's not enough to asur the second half. So by Rav Chisda, behemas Irni Dachas, a behema of a person that lives in the Irni Dachas with Allah is that it has to be destroyed. It becomes asur bahana'a, mal detishani bashchita letari midei nevela. If you do a shchita on such an animal, is it at least a kashra shchita that it doesn't have tumas nevela, that it's not considered nevela because it at least went through a shchita? Lufi charev amarachmana, do we say that you have to kill the behema b'charev loshna shachte mishkad loshna katla mikdal, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether you do a kashra shchita or not? Either way, you fulfill the din, and that the shchita is considered like a hariga, and therefore it's not going to help to be mitar mitumas nevela. Or dilma kivin de shachta mahanya l'shchita. Or maybe no, since you chose to do a shchita on it, that shchita still works to at least take away tumas nevela. So my, what's the din? Take with the Gemara does not have an answer. By Rav Yosef, sayar nashim tzidkanios, the hair of nashim tzidkanios that live in near nidachas, women that did not do avodah zarah with the rest of the city, mahu, is that considered a veskol shalala tisrof? And we have to shear off their hair and burn it together with the rest of the possessions of the city, because the moment of the tzaddikim is destroyed as well? Or do we say no, their hair is not part of the money of the city? So Rava says from Rav Yosef raising the suffix about Seir Nashim Tzidkanios, that's implying Hadir Rishayos Asir, that you know that Seir of evil women, of women who did do the Avodah Zarah, is going to be Asir and will be destroyed. Tikbots V'saraf Taksiv Mi Sheidim Chusel Kvitzu Srefa. Why should that be the case? Doesn't it say tikbots v'sarafta? You gather in the shalal of the city and then you burn it? Doesn't that imply that those are the only two steps that are necessary? Yatzazeh, but hair that's attached to a body, shemuchusar Tlisha ukvitzu srefa. It requires three steps. You need to be tolish and then gather it in and then burn it. So why are we assuming that we'd burn the hair of the city? Salam Rava bepeya nachris. No, we're talking about the sheitalach. Say chidami idem uchub bergufa kegufa damia. If it's actually attached to the body, so then it's part of the body. Solo tzricha ditali besifta. We're talking about a case where it's not really on her head; it's hanging on some sort of hook or something like that. Do we assume that it's considered like nichsei tzaddikim, which does get destroyed in the city, or do we say that since she's always putting it on her head, so even in a case where it's not attached to her head right now, we view it like a malbush that's on her that does not get burnt? It's not considered part of the irin dacha. So take the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. V'eskol shalat tikbots al toch ruchova. Tan rabbanon ein l'ruchova in nasas irin dachas. If it doesn't have a town square, cannot be in irin dachas. Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer ein l'ruchov os l'ruchov. We make a town square so it could become an irin dachas. B'maykam ifugi. So what are they arguing about? Marsav ruchova meyikara mashma. Rabbi Shmuel says ruchova implies that a ruchov that's always been there. Marsav ruchova hashnami mashma. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says no, it just needs to have a ruchov right now. It doesn't need to have always had. Have had a ruchova shel ir. Hekdesh sheba yiftu. We then said that hekdesh in the city you should redeem, and the trumos should be let to ride, and the meiser sheni and kisvei kodesh gapuna geniza. So Tan Rabban, hayuba kachim. Kachim is beach. If it had kachim is beach, behemos that were hukdash as a korban by this people of the irni dachas yamusu. We bring them to a closed off place, and they die of starvation. Kachim bedek habayis. If you have kachim that were designated designated just for Bedek HaBayis, you padu, we redeem it for money. Utrumos, and the trumos of the city, Yirkavu, Meister Shedi, because HaKodesh, Yigonzu. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, from the fact that it says, Behemta, V'lo Behemas Bechor, U'Meiser. Behemta, we're Medayik, not a Behemas Bechor, and not a Behemas Meiser. That doesn't get destroyed with the rest of the possessions of the Irini Dachas. Shlala, Prat L'Kesef HaKodesh, V'Kesef Meiser. Shlala tells me, as opposed to Kesef of Hegdash or Kesef of Meiser, that does not get destroyed with the rest of the city. So Amar Mar, we had just said, Hayuba Kachim, Kachim is Beach Yamusu, that Kachim is Beach are going to be left to die. Vamay Yamusu, why would we kill these behemos or let them die if they were Hufrash for a carbon, since they're not considered to be the possessions of the Erni Dachas, they belong to Hegdash, so Lechora, they're just not part of the mitzvah. So Yiruach Yistavu, let them go graze until they develop a mum, Viyamachru, and then sell them to somebody. And use the money for karbanos nedava. Why would we kill these animals unnecessarily? The reason that we cannot do that is a karban that was brought by Rishayim is considered to be a to'eva be'enei Hashem. And therefore, even if you're going to be po'd to the animals and other people are going to buy those animals, it doesn't help because the mammon that you get for these animals is considered an extension of the animal, and it's ein l'takana l'misa. There's no way to solve that problem. It's the toeva attaches itself to the money as well. The Aruch Lener says it seems that this is not a din min haTorah because we don't learn it from a pasuk in the Torah. We learn it from a pasuk in Mishlei. However, Tosos and Maseches Chulin Daf Ein Beis seems that it is a din midaraisa, and you have to say that it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and this is just an asmachta from Zevach Rishayim Toeva, which is a pasuk in Mishlei. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says the reason that you can't do this to these behemos and you have to just let them die is mamun bailim hu v'acha b'kachim we're talking about that it's mamun bailim v'acha b'kachim shchayv b'achriyusan, and we're talking about kachim that you have to replace. I mean, a person says harei alai ola, where the halacha is that if something were to happen to the animal, he's going to have to bring another animal in its place. Rabbi Shimon yidamar mamun bailim hu, and we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that any time you're chayv b'achriyuso, it's considered the mamun bailim. So even the gabay inerni dachas is considered his mamun, and therefore it has to get destroyed. So Pidyon is not going to help. So frankly, Mara, but wait, Hamid say for Rabbi Shimon, he reisha love Rabbi Shimon. How could you say this is going like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon is the next Shita. He's the next Tana. He's the one that said Behem Tov Lo Behemus Bacharu Meiser. He's the next Drasha. Ella Kachim Kalim Alibid Rabbi Yosei Aglili. No, the Brisa must be talking about behemos that were Kachim Kalim, like a Karman Shlomim, and we're assuming like the Shita Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Damar Kachim Kalim Mamun Bailim. Who also Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bailim, and therefore it's considered part of the shalal of the Irini Dachas, where it's going to be the dinis lemisa, and you cannot do a pidyon because the money is also going to be considered behemta, and it's going to be asur bana avul kachi kachim. But what would be the din of kachi kachim? Then in a chinami yiftu. Then maybe yeah, you'd be poda it and for money. Well, at the tani say for kachi bedik abayis yiftu liflag v'lasim bedida. Well, then why, when we're looking for a case where you'd be poda, do we switch entirely to a case of kachi bedik abayis? Leave it about kachim mizbeach and say the chilek as follows: Bamed varmamur bekachim kalim al kachim kachim yiftu. So kiven diikachata shemesu baaleh del misa as the hapsikalei. The brisa cannot say that any behemoth that's hufresh as a carbon of kachim kachim will be niftes because a chatas is also kachim kachim, and the halacha is that if it's designated for a chatas and then the bailim dies, so the animal dies as well, and you cannot do pidyon. So the klal would not have been a klal that would cover all of kachim kachim. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Lomar Kresh Lakish. I understand very well Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to say that Kresh Lakish holds that only Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bailim, but Kachim Kachim are going to be Yiftu, Dichsiv Zevach Rishayim Toeva. So he holds that Kachim Kachim are also Yemusu, and there's no Takana Bepidyon. El Rish Lakish, but Rish Lakish holds Kachim Kachim are Yiftu, my time alone Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't he want to say like Rabbi Yochanan that we should kill all the Karbanos because of Zevach Rishayim Toeva? So Amalach, Rish Lakish will tell you, Amrinon, when do we say that we pass a korban because of Zevach Rishoyim Toeva? Hanimi Lehecha Di Isnu Beinayu. That's only if the korban of the Rasha is still omeid be'en. It's still here. It's still in front of us. Aval Hacha, but over here, when it comes to the korbanos of Nir Nidachas, where we're not makrav the behemos themselves, we're going to be po'd to them and use the money to buy other korbanos. That's not Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. Kiven Di Ishtani Ishtani. Since the behemos are no longer the original seasonal behemos. You've already been po to them. You bought other animals, so it's not considered to be a zevach rishayim anymore. So the very concept of zevach rishayim toeva is not going to apply once you're dealing with something that's not the original animal. Zevach rishayim toeva is only if you still have that original animal lifaneinu, when we have that original animal in front of us. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're a little bit behind, but that's okay, because it's somewhat of a shorter daf tomorrow. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to finish the Masechta. Everyone have a wonderful day.